From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama has spoken to world leaders about the possible need for more sanctions against Russia if it fails to take steps to de-escalate the situation in Ukraine. President's remarks come after the downing of a Malaysia air jet with 298 people on board over eastern Ukraine. The White House, the president said it appears the jet was shot down by a surface-to-air missile, and he called for an immediate ceasefire to allow experts to examine the wreckage. However, NPR's Corey Flintoff in Moscow says that may not happen right away.
The paramilitary leaders have actually been talking about a 2 or 3 day ceasefire just to facilitate this investigation. But there were reports of fighting today within earshot of where the wreckage was. I mean, people were hearing missiles and so forth going off in the background. So it doesn't sound like there's going to be an opportunity for people to get in there safely and conduct the kind of investigation that's going to satisfy world opinion.
So far, it's not clear who shot down the jet, though the president says the missile came from eastern Ukraine in an area held by pro-Russia separatists. The death toll is rising as Israel continues its ground incursion into Gaza. According to Gaza health officials, more than 30 Palestinians have died since the offensive began yesterday, taking the Palestinian death toll to more than 280. Israel says it's going to great lengths to avoid civilian casualties. The White House, the president, defended Israel's right to defend itself, but also said he hopes the country honors that pledge.
We are hopeful that Israel will continue to approach this process in a way that minimizes civilian casualties, and that all of us are working hard to return to the ceasefire that was reached in November of 2012.
Israel says it's seeking to halt rocket attacks aimed at its cities and destroy the network of Hamas tunnels into Israel. The U.S. Supreme Court has issued an emergency stay blocking full spousal benefits for same-sex married couples in Utah. NPR's Howard Berkus reports the benefits were set to take effect Monday.
The Supreme Court stay means that more than 1,000 married gay couples in Utah won't be able to participate as spouses in adoption proceedings, child custody cases, and other legal matters until appeals are resolved. The same-sex couples were married during a 17-day period between court decisions. The Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals became the first federal appeals court in the country to strike down a state law banning gay marriage. That was Utah's law, and state officials say they'll now appeal directly to the Supreme Court justices. Utah pleaded for clarity and finality on gay marriage before being forced to recognize full spousal benefits for married gay couples. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
Business research group The Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators rose 0.3% in June. That was slightly below analyst estimates. On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 123 points to close at 17,100. This is NPR. Known for their white cowboy hats and silver stars, the nearly 200-year-old Texas Rangers law enforcement group now has its first female lieutenant. Wendy Wakeman, who started with the Texas Department of Public Safety as a highway patrol trooper in 1998, has been a ranger since 2008, and with her new appointment on August 1st, becomes the highest-ranking woman in Texas Ranger history. It's only been since 1993 women were even allowed into the Rangers after an order signed by Governor Ann Richards. Created in 1823, the Texas Rangers are the oldest law enforcement body in North America. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she's still counting on a close partnership between her country and the U.S. despite the escalating spying scandal in Germany. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Berlin. The chancellor also wants answers from the Obama administration about U.S. spying practices.
Merkel told a news conference that she is pursuing, quote, sensible talks with the U.S. to help heal the rift over American spying on German soil. Her remarks came a week after she ordered the departure of the CIA station chief in Berlin, following revelations that at least two German government workers had received money to spy for the U.S. The chancellor's comments suggest she is still trying for a no-spy agreement, although Washington has dismissed the prospect. Merkel also said Germany will not grant former NSA contractor Edward Snowden asylum. German lawmakers investigating U.S. spying here want to interview Snowden, although he has refused to talk unless they bring him to Germany. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
Crude oil futures closed lower today. The price of oil was down 6 cents a barrel to end the session at $103.13 a barrel in the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.